You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
LifeWise is an organization that helps people out of homelessness by providing stable housing and wraparound support for issues like addiction, mental health, and disability. Their program, Housing First, houses nearly 500 people across Aotearoa and has a retention rate of over 90%. LifeWise is calling on the government to form a 10-year plan that will help address the housing shortage and alleviate homelessness. I spoke to LifeWise COO Anne-Marie Searchfield to find out more. Here is that interview now. Does the government need to fund a massive public housing project like some parties are suggesting, or do we need more private not-for-profits?
Yeah, look, what we know is that rental supply is too slow and it's not keeping up with demand. And we know that the rental market is less stable and it's much easier for people to fall out of nowadays, and that just creates a pipeline into homelessness for some people. And the housing market is problematic. So housing's expensive, the supply is insufficient, and we know also that what we're building is not being properly matched with demand. So we need some 1 to 2 bedroom units that are suitable for small groups or for individuals. So LifeWise would like to see a cross-party long-term commitment to increasing our housing supply in line with what's actually needed. And we know that it's going to take more than a 3-year term to fix homelessness in Aotearoa. We want to see a cross-party national housing strategy that looks at a 10-year plan, because we think it's going to take this long to address the housing shortages that we've got. And it's not a case of either public housing or community housing either. What we need is the right mix of both. Both of those sectors have got a role to play. When we work together, we can leverage off everybody's strengths and we can support demand for housing in New Zealand, which is growing, and we know it's a diverse demand as well. So the housing options that we need to suit the needs of the different groups of people that we see. So that's vulnerable whānau, homeless youth, disabled people, tangata whai kaha, and tangata whai ora, you know, service users. We need sustainable housing solutions with wrap-around support services. And in order to do that, we need innovative policies to help us grow that housing supply. You know, things like low-interest loans, access to capital, policies that support new builds of those 1 and 2 bedroom homes and homes for individuals.
What is the Housing First program and how does it help to improve housing? What other programs does LifeWise fund?
So Housing First is an evidence-based, it's globally recognised approach to ending homelessness, and it's based on the reality that it's actually easier to address complex needs, such as mental health and addiction problems, when people are in permanent housing and are stable. So Housing First is, as I said, evidence-based. It's committed to 5 core principles that cover off access to housing with no housing readiness conditions. We house people immediately. It allows for people's choice and self-determination. It has a harm reduction and recovery orientated approach, because we need to support people in managing the problems that have brought them into homelessness. And it's an individualised and person-driven supportive program. And what it does is it really ensures that there's social and community integration. And in order to forward that, we need an approach that supports collective action on that. We need to unify the organisations and the agencies that are working together on this problem in a strategic action. And recently we have launched Mai Te Akie, which is a kaupapa Māori approach that supports collective action, and LifeWise is a part of that collective action.
How is Housing First and other programs funded, and do they receive enough funding?
Well, the government funds the housing programs, but it uses a mix of public and community rentals. So we know that there's growing demand on our services for both housing and support. And we know that it would be detrimental if we reduced funding for Housing First. So yes, we need additional funding in order to proactively meet and plan for that growing demand and future demand for housing in Aotearoa. And we know that Housing First is evidence-based. We can clearly demonstrate the success of this program.
6 years since Housing First's inception, would you say the program is a success?
Housing First is definitely a successful program. So we've achieved huge success in Tamaki Makaurau and more widely across Aotearoa. So for instance, in Tamaki Makaurau, we are achieving 91% tenancy sustainment for people housed under the Housing First program, which is well above the global average of 80% tenancy sustainment. And there's a lot of data that tells us that this is a really successful program in all sorts of measures.
What housing policies are important to look out for this election? Are any parties' policies better than others?
So we know from the data that we're getting from our Housing First collection across Aotearoa, so that's a group of agencies that work together on this, that there are certain things that are more evidence-based in terms of housing vulnerable people and reducing homelessness. What we do want to see is we want to see a LifeWise would like to see a cross-party solution to housing. I can't speak for the Accord, I can speak for LifeWise. We want to see a cross-party solution to housing, and we know it's going to take more than a 3-year term to fix homelessness in Aotearoa. So we'd like to see a cross-party national housing strategy that looks at a 10-year plan. It's going to take this long to address the housing shortages that we've got. So if we had a strategy like that, we can analyse things like predicted demographic shifts, for instance, growing number of older people that might need housing, an increase in middle-income people finding themselves homeless, an increase in vulnerable whānau with complex needs, and so on. But what we're seeing is an ad hoc mix at the moment, and none of them provide a long-term strategy that addresses the housing shortage. And the thing about that is, we see increasing inequalities as the housing shortage impacts. So there are some policies that begin to solve issues for different groups, including kind of whānau-centred or increased social and supported housing. But none of them address the housing shortage across a long-term plan. We think there's opportunity there to do that, a cross-party solution to housing that takes a national approach, that takes a long-term approach to fixing homelessness in Aotearoa.
Next, I spoke to the Salvation Army Director, Ian Hudson. The Salvation Army provides emergency, transitional and social housing across New Zealand. They recently met with several parties to iron down a plan to build more state houses. Here is that interview now. What types of housing support does the Salvation Army provide?
We've got a wide range of transitional housing, some emergency houses as well, but also a growing stock of social housing around New Zealand. That's primarily what we have.
How is the Salvation Army funded?
The Salvation Army is funded partly through its own fundraising, but also in terms of some of those programs have government funding, or probably a big proportion of those require government funding. So there's a mixture of funding sources, but a big part of the social housing and the transitional housing is provided through government funding.
Does the Salvation Army need additional government funding?
The Salvation Army, we can always do with more funding. Sometimes the need at the moment is so great in terms of housing that sometimes it's getting the capacity upscaling, because the problem with the housing crisis that we have at the moment is that the number of houses that are needed can outstrip. Money is part of it, but some of it's actually just getting it all planned ahead and actually getting it happening. We've managed to get quite a few new houses in the last about 200 to 300 more new spaces in the last couple of years through building social housing, and a lot more in terms of transitional housing places that we've managed to get.
What is homelessness like in Auckland at the moment?
It's high. I mean, one of the factors that we look at is obviously the it's not the only factor, but people on the housing register or the waiting list for public housing, it's very high. And what we've been trying to do is to get government to commit, well, nationally it's at 24,600 and it's dropped 3,000 down from what the peak was. So it's a good sign. And in Auckland, I don't have the figure right on me at the moment, but that's improved somewhat in Auckland as well. And in a meeting recently, we were able to ask and get a commitment from the various parties there, which was the National Party, the Labor Party and the Green Party, to commit to 1,000 net new public houses each year for the foreseeable future to try and deal with that, because we believe that's the real problem.